Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
This is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 189 for June 9th, 2025.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Soaring to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Happy Monday.
Happy, yeah, it's Monday.
I'm like, Monday, yeah.
The way you said it, I was like, is it Monday?
I second-guessed myself for a second there.
You made me second-guess you.
My days are all run together, and they have been for about 3 weeks. I don't know what day it is anytime.
It's a day that ends in day.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm like, what's today? I hate it when I do that. And I've been all off. I've been so off.
Well, we've been kind of busy the last few weeks.
Very busy. So I hope you guys are doing okay. I hope everybody had a nice weekend. Mm-hmm. We're here.
I thought you were going to have something very profound to say. We are here.
Oh, no. I see what I mean? Lost it. Okay, you take over.
No, I can't take over. You want me to take over? So again, like Michelle was saying, we hope you guys all had a great weekend. Hope your week is starting out well.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully.
And it's hopefully not better than mine.
And it's not too hot.
Yeah, it's hot here.
It's really hot here.
Yes, like overly hot. Yeah. Like too hot. There was like heat warnings.
I'm ready to go ride Tiana's like back to back.
Are you though? But then you got to walk in the heat to get there.
That's true. But we rode it a couple weeks ago and I think I was dry before I got off the line.
Yeah, it's been so warm here. Yeah, but.
Okay, so in the last week, we haven't done a ton of stuff. We've had company from out of town that we've been visiting with, friend from Canada who's been visiting, and we've gotten to see a lot of our other friends with that. But last week, we did have LPA orders. We had to do the one day, which was a lot of work.
Oh, goodness. It was done. Yes, lots and lots of them.
And we have lots of stuff that's in stock now. So if you're looking for any Lost Princess apparel clothing, we have a lot in stock. So go check out the website.
Yeah, park outfits, y'all, that are comfortable and affordable. How about that?
Did you say y'all?
Y'all. Come get your LPA, y'all.
Oh, Lord. Thank you for listening. It's been a great week. See you guys next week. No, seriously. Yeah, there's lots of new stuff out there, so if you want to go check it out. We also have TMSM sling bags on there. I don't know how many we have left. But
we do, so you can represent the Main Street Mouse if you would like to. And
we hope you would. If you're listening to this, we hope
you
would.
Yeah, like go get yourself a sling bag because they're super comfortable and affordable.
And they got lots of pockets.
Pockets are everything.
Pockets are the world. also, last week we had a media event at Raglan Road.
We did, and I've said it many a times. I love media events at Raglan Road. I just love going there. I don't know why. I just do.
It's always a good event. It's I've never left there going, wow, that really kind of didn't flow right or whatever. They just always do them well.
They do, and they're so nice and accommodating, and I have nothing bad to say about Raglan Road. They've been good to us over the years. So
they don't pay us.
No, they do not pay us to say this, mind you. But we went there because they were kicking off a new summer lunch menu. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we got to try a couple of the things off the new lunch.
Yeah, so they brought us out an appetizer of their Bang Bang Chicken. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, which is white meat, by the way, because I checked.
Yeah, it's white meat chicken, basically chicken nuggets deep fried, and then it has a spicy sauce on it, and they've got like little potato shoestrings on it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Very good. I know it was a little hot for what you were good with.
It actually wasn't too hot for me, no? Which I was surprised.
I know I ate the rest of the plate, though.
You know you did. And then they brought out like a little garden salad and soups to try. They had potato and vegetable. Potato was better.
Okay.
And then I had the chicken pie with potatoes, which is basically a little chicken pot pie, kind of freestanding, not in a bowl, just like really thick crust.
And the crust looked really, I didn't even try it, but the crust looked really good on what you had.
Okay, so truth be told.
Yeah.
When I get those kind of pies, the crust is my favorite part.
I'm sure it is.
It's totally because I'm such a carb junkie. But it was really good. The mashed potatoes were good. Yeah, I would get that again.
Would you? Mm-hmm. And this is, so what they have for the, through, I think it's in September.
Yeah, all summer.
They have these special meal deals. So they have like appetizers, I want to say for 10, mm-hmm. a soup and salad for a discount price. And then they have like 7 or 8 meals that are $20 for each meal. But they are full size. I mean, they're like dinner portion meals. They were big. I got the burger and fries, which was fantastic. And I couldn't even finish it all.
No, you didn't finish it. I mean, so it's like, and $20 for lunch. Yeah, because you ate too much chicken.
I hate all that chicken.
$20 for lunch, Disney Springs isn't that bad considering. I mean,
right.
No, you could go other places and spend more.
Raglan, you know you're going to get a good meal though. I mean, not that I know other people at our table, they had gotten the fish and chips. Matt and Lou were across from us, and they both had that. It looked like a lot of fish.
That was a huge piece of fish, and I don't like fish, so it did not appeal to me, but that was a big piece of fish.
But the menu was good. There's a lot of different options on there, even a vegetarian option.
Yeah, so you can get, like, the shepherd's pie vegetarian version, which I've had before, and it's very good. They had specials for drinks. They had a frozen... What was it? A frozen?
Was it a chocolate? No, it wasn't a chocolate martini.
Espresso martini.
Espresso martini.
Type of thing. Okay. And it was, instead of being strong with alcohol, it was really strong with the coffee taste.
So if you're having a problem waking up.
Oh my goodness, yeah. It was like, there. Whoa. I mean, it had a whoa moment when I first took a drink. And you had the Bailey shake.
I tried the Bailey shake. I don't normally drink, but I don't know, for some reason, because it's been so hot, the milkshake sounded good.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really taste the Baileys in there.
You couldn't, because I took a sip.
Yeah, it was more chocolate syrup and ice cream and such. I enjoyed it, though. I thought it was good. I only drank a third of it, I think. I didn't drink that much of it because I didn't want to not feel well.
Yeah, I know. I know. I could have finished it for you.
Probably could have. But no, it was a great event. The specials run every day from 11 to 3.
Yeah, 11 to 3.
Or Monday through Friday, is it? Or Monday through Thursday? I can't remember.
I'm not sure. You'd have to check Raglan's website to find out more details, but it is all summer.
And they do have the full menu as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is just their specials menu for the summertime. So make sure you go there, check it out. Let us know what you guys think of it. Raglan, like I said, it's one of our favorites, and we love going there. So thank you for having us out.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
Always a good time. Then continuation from last week, our friend Claire from Canada, still in town. Actually, she just left today.
Mm-hmm.
But we took her to Bucky's last week, which she had never been to. She's always heard about it. We've described it to her, but she actually got to see the thing they call Bucky's.
Right. And it was like, you know, she's been here for 2 weeks. And when she got here 2 weeks ago, she was like, you guys want to do a Bucky's day? Because she had heard all about it, but never had been. So we took her out to Friday. We took her to Daytona Beach's Bucky's.
Right.
And she said that she walked in and she said that she was immediately overwhelmed because it was like everything she thought it would be and more.
It is. It's pictures don't do that place justice.
No,
you can't grasp how large it really is
and how it's not just like a gas station. That's like the furthest thing. I mean, a lot of people stop there just to shop and eat and not even get gas because it's got like a little bit of everything. Not to mention their Bucky's line of clothing and souvenirs, which are pretty reasonable, by the way.
They really are. Actually, I still think it's one of the best deals. The Bucky onesie, if you want.
$25.
$25. Up to a size 3X, I want to say. So
last summer, I bought a Bucky's bikini.
You did?
I did. It's got Bucky on it.
A Bucky bathing suit.
You do. But anyway, Bucky's bikini. That sounds funny. So yeah, I do have one. But... And they have new styles every season, and they're really, really affordable. Lots of food, mm-hmm. Lots of home decorations and mm-hmm. things. But she loved it. She thought it was great. She was overwhelmed with all the snacks, too, because if you like snacking, that's your place.
It really is. Snacking, sauces, different seasonings and such to cook with, barbecue grills. Stuff for the beach, like chairs,
beach chairs and such.
They even had those little half canopies
for the beach
to put out there. So it's really a great place to go. And they're all themed based on where they're located. So this one's close to the beach, so you see a lot of beach stuff. But they also have like hunting and fishing supplies. They have, Roosevelt's has a line of their shirts that's always there. It's just everything you can imagine And I think this was the longest we'd ever spent at one, because usually we stop at it when we're driving north or driving back home from the north. So usually we're in and out, try to be in under an hour, but we were there over 2 hours.
Well, we wanted to let Claire get the full experience, so we let her wander until she was ready.
And I didn't feel like I had to go.
I was good. I was wandering. I was fine. It was busy. It made me want to go back north, though. It made me want to go home because it just reminded me of the stops and everything. And I'm like, yeah, it's about time to go home. But yeah. Though as you go up to Michigan, you don't have like beach gear, especially like you get into Georgia or Tennessee, that you have like camping gear.
Right, right. More like, or hunting or
yeah, like you know they have like fire pits and things like that. So it really does, depending where you stop, it's geared for that area. But it's funny because we went to the one in Daytona Beach and we did not go to the beach. We didn't even see the ocean.
No, we didn't go there this time. And it's funny because even the store, so like there's an area of cooking area where they have like cutting boards and such, and the ones in Florida are shaped like the state of Florida. But in Georgia, they're like the state of Georgia, Kentucky. I mean, it's just really cool how they do that.
Yeah, yeah. So always a good time, Bucky's.
It was. I love going there. It's just, it's so much fun. So, and then Saturday night, friends came over.
Yes.
And we hung out.
Yeah, so
and
we
it was
had
kind of a Bucky's
over.
Party.
It's kind of, so yeah, Claire ended up buying Bucky's napkins and inflatable Bucky beaver that I hung from the light fixture in the house.
He's still hanging there.
Oh my gosh, there's still a beaver hanging in our kitchen. Wait, that sounded terrible. A Mylar balloon-ish beaver, not a real one.
But yeah. He's like 2.5 foot tall.
He's really cute, too.
He is. He's going to stay there for a while.
I know. Or we'll have to deflate him and fold him up and use him for another time.
That could be done.
Yeah, because it came with one of those little straws that you can
blow
it up.
So you can insert the straw back in there to deflate it. And then
That way we get use out of him. Because you know, if we were able to save it, I will use that beaver in other places.
So it was funny. So as we're walking to the store, though, we found that they had like Bucky's party accessories. So they have like banners that are Bucky's. They had string lights. You can hang up that were the Bucky
gift bags, wrapping paper.
Anything, if you were going to like the party store to have, because you're having a birthday party, you needed supplies, you could go to Bucky's and actually buy all the same stuff in Bucky's theme.
Except they didn't have Bucky plates left. It looks like they were kind of picked over.
Oh, yeah.
So you might have to go to like Walmart and get you some plates.
Or you drive to the next Bucky's.
Right, or you just go to another Bucky's.
The next one here would be St. Augustine. So you could keep going north, you'll hit there eventually.
Yeah, but it was fun and she had a good time and having company was nice. I am just worn out.
Yeah, we had some good food. Just kind of all just sat around, talked, and Karen brought that cake, which I can't even describe the cake, but it is the best cake ever.
And Holly made Aiden. Aiden has had, like, how many birthday cakes this month because he's spoiled. She made him, like, this from scratch chocolate cake.
I think it had some chocolate on it.
Oh, my gosh. And he loves chocolate, so it was perfect.
And then I think there was some more chocolate on the side.
I think there might have been a side of chocolate.
With some Oreos.
So if you like chocolate, this is your cake.
This is your cake, but Holly makes it from scratch. Turned out great.
And it was like 10 pounds on the plate.
It was.
She handed it to me. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the pan to like bend.
I know. It was really good. I never turned down cake.
No. And it's still, there's some still in the fridge.
I'm aware.
So we have Karen's peanut butter chocolate cake, and then
and
we also
Holly's
have the chocolate cake.
For
the power of chocolate cake, which is still in there. So
not for long.
No. So we didn't get to the parks. We went last Monday, but we already told you guys about that when Michelle took me to the studio so I could see the villain show, which we did do. But we didn't go the rest of the week, but we're planning a trip this week for sure, which leads me to my next topics I was going to bring up. So the Muppets Courtyard closed over the weekend, final day for that at the studios.
Yes, it did.
Sadly, it's sad that it's going away. I know a lot of people didn't take advantage of that area or go there. And I think it might be the times. I mean, I don't know if kids really know the Muppets the way we grew up with the Muppets. The Muppets was every Sunday when we were growing up, the Muppet Show.
I think so. And then we had like Muppets Christmas Carol and we've had like different Muppet specials like for us. Like, but I noticed that there was a lot of people that were there. I saw pictures online, and they were all older people, mm-hmm. us big kids there. So I think it was a generational thing.
Yeah.
And granted, you know, some people play Muppets for their kids, mm-hmm. too, because, I mean, like our kids knew who the Muppets were.
Yeah.
But I think, so I wrote something about this yesterday.
And it's in the show notes, so you'll be able to click on the link to read about your opinion.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for the plug. So And I was trying to get my words out, and I still don't think I did it like adequately of what I was trying to get across, because it is such a weird thing how, you know, I have a point, and I'm choosing my words carefully because I don't mean it negatively. Okay. So, like, something can sit there all this time and nobody goes, but then when it's getting ready to close, everybody goes.
Well, yeah, it's that whole thing of, oh, I can see it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And I think because Muppets has a place in so many people's hearts, like, as you know, childhood, whatever else, that area going is sad. And for me, like, do you remember when we went back there, like, in February, and right around the time they announced it was going to be closing, mm-hmm. and we were walking in the back, like, where the big Kermit is.
Yes.
Like, Mama Melrose.
Where the
area.
Old store used to be.
Yes.
That closed some time ago, which the store was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and then they haven't used it in forever, but, you know, we were standing back there. I don't know if you remember me saying it to you, but I said, if you stand back here, it almost feels like old Hollywood Studios.
Yes, it does.
Like the Streets of America are still there, and, you know, Backlot and the stunt show and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids play area. It was almost like like a time warp back there. Like, you could remember how things were mm-hmm. all those years, but then as soon as you step out, you know, there's Galaxy's Edge now.
Right.
And things have changed.
Yeah, this was like the last part of that area that's now gone. Sadly, and there was the way to get to the back or to the Streets of America. You could go as you came out of Muppets, you could make a right and go. There was a way to get back there that way. And Phineas and Ferb used to do a meet and greet there. One time, Cars, Lightning McQueen,
yeah.
and Mater were there to do a meet and greet. And it could take you back around to the Streets of America. And I really miss Streets of America. And we didn't go there a lot, but it was just a really cool area to see. And of course, the Osborne Lights.
People still aren't over that one.
Still aren't over that one.
But that's a good segue, though, what you're saying. Osborne Lights were around every Christmas. It wasn't mm-hmm. every day.
Right.
But to this day, it's been closed, what, like it'll be 10 years, 9 years?
Oh, my gosh, is it really that long
9 years,
already?
I think.
Wow.
Maybe 10. I can't remember. It was either closed in 15 or 16. Maybe 15. But anyway, I digress. So... people are still talking about the Osborne Lights. It's one of those things that people just aren't over, because there's certain things in Disney's history or of theme parks and such that mean something to people. And I think that this is going to be kind of like that with Muppet's Courtyard, because I mean, I actually liked Pizza Rizzo. I you know, we didn't go see the 3D movie all that often.
No.
But you know, it still has a place. But so the same day, it was Saturday, they put out a little announcement from Kermit, and he said, we'll see you in 2026. So that gave an indicator of when Rock and Roller Coaster is going to flip to Muppets.
Muppets Mayhem.
Yes.
Electric Mayhem, yes.
And I hope they move Miss Piggy's fountain over there.
They should do something with it, even if they don't bring the whole fountain, but just bring her the statue.
They'll bring the whole fountain.
Hopefully they can bring the whole fountain. But I've said it for years. I'd always said, I think Aerosmith's going to go away eventually, because it's not a Disney-owned IP. And I could see them slowly trying to figure out a way to bring something in there that would be IP. So Muppets Mayhem, Electric Mayhem, just makes sense to take over Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, so the Muppets aren't leaving Hollywood Studios. They're moving.
They're moving. You're losing that movie. Or the 3D movie. But you're going to get something totally new, and actually an attraction built for the Muppets.
Right. And it makes me wonder if, so they haven't said much. They haven't given us a whole lot of specifics about what's going to be going on back there, except for the roller coaster. And then there's, you know, chatter that the villain show is not a permanent show.
Right.
So, they could even put a new Muppets 3D back there
if they
really wanted to.
They have that nice theater that they just put all these. And that's a good point that you say that, because they just put, for anybody who's not been to the villain show yet, they put really good seating in there.
They did.
Which before, for the Lightning McQueen show,
like benches.
It was just benches. But now you actually have seats with backs and
yes.
padded, really nice seating. So it makes you think, if villains is not a permanent thing back there, which we're thinking it's not because they're building a villains land. So why would you have a villain show there? You're going to put the show in the villains land if you're going to do it at Magic Kingdom. So they could put something Muppets into that theater after it's all said and done.
Well, I know the way when I had asked at the media event or when people were talking and the answers we got directly from Disney were, it'll be here past the summer.
And or, that's it.
Or, you know, it's not going away after the Cool Kids summer is over. So, but they said something along the lines, well, we don't know for how long.
Right.
So they didn't give a definite as to what's going to go there. But it wouldn't surprise me. And you know something permanent is going to have to go in there because you said that the way they redid it with the nice seating mm-hmm. and the beautiful stage, they revamped the inside of that building so nicely that I can't see them just doing that for a throwaway show.
Yeah, it'd be such a waste of expenses and time and everything to turn that theater into what it's become. Because that theater is fantastic now.
It's really nice, and it's nice and cool, and they have a bathroom right out the back. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't surprise me, let's just say. I'm not telling you that there's going to be a Muppet show in there. I'm saying it wouldn't surprise me if there was.
Right, and if it's not Muppets, then something else. But something will have to go there.
Yeah.
Something after it's all said and done will be.
Even though the villain show is really impressive.
It is. It's a great show, but I could see them moving that over to Magic Kingdom in the villain's land somehow.
Well, because if you think about it, it does not match.
No.
With anything back there.
No.
Because you have, you know, Tower of Terror that's by there. You have, you know, Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. We can make predictions. I'm predicting something Muppets is going to go back there, but I don't know that for sure. It's a total guess.
I honestly wish somehow, though, they could connect all that area over into Pixar's area. Because the flow of the park is you go back there and you got to turn around and walk all the way back to get out of that area.
There's no flow anymore. And if you remember years ago, Hollywood Studios, you could walk in a circle.
Yes, except for down that area.
Right, but you could, you know, walk one way up the park, like where Toy Story Land is, mm-hmm. and go around back. Remember there was the restaurant back there by the Honey,
it
I Shrunk the Kids?
The Backlot Restaurant or whatever, Backlot Catering or something like that. I can't remember what it was called exactly.
Right, and you could keep walking the circle past Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and there were Streets of America, so you could keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when they started construction back there, it felt very like, almost like a pinball machine. You're like, bing over here, turn around, bing over here. Like, there was no flow anymore.
No, you had one way into an area, one way out of an area.
Yeah.
And there was multiple spots like that. You'd walk down, oh, hit the wall, turn around.
Yeah, and it's weird because I'm sitting here trying to remember what everything looked like before, and I'm so used to what it looks like now. It's starting to fade in my memory of mm-hmm. what used to be, and it's kind of sad because a lot of people have memories of Hollywood Studios and your kids being small or you going as a kid or just different things. And remember, Pizza Rizzle was Pizza Planet
Pizza
at
Planet
one point.
At one point, and you had video games and pizza and all that.
Yeah.
It kind of fit the Toy Story.
It did. I don't know. I'm gonna miss that area, not because I went back there all the time, but just for the nostalgia reason.
I'm glad they're not getting rid of the Muppets, especially. And one thing I hadn't even thought about this until they mentioned it to us at Disneyland. Disneyland is celebrating their 70th. But so is the Muppets. They're celebrating 70 years of Muppets.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. So it's fitting that they're not going away. They're being moved. I mean, Muppets 3D was the last thing Jim Henson worked on before he passed. And they had all these big dreams originally for what the Muppets area was going to be. And all we have to the now is nothing. It's gone. Everything is gone now. It's boarded up. But we had Pizza Rizzo. We had the Muppets 3D. So hopefully some of those memories and stuff just move to the other side of the park.
I hope so, too.
I hope so. So we will see. But in other news, though, so Muppets is closed. Muppets 3D Courtyard is closed. However, Hall of Presidents and Test Track are starting to show signs that their refurbs might be almost over.
Yeah. So today the walls were taken down, but there's still like the bushes
mm-hmm.
up over at Test Track. And Hall of Presidents lobby opened over the weekend. But no, there's no show.
The shows aren't there. The show and the attractions aren't there yet.
No, they're not.
So,
but there's movement.
Right.
So I think we're going to hear about both those attractions pretty soon.
Pretty soon. I had hoped, and I just, because the rumor started floating, Hall of Presidents was going to open on Sunday.
Yeah.
The day after Muppets closed. I had hoped that maybe they did a complete overlay Hall of Presidents, and it was going to be the history of America through the Muppets.
Oh my God. I think that would have been a huge surprise. Like, that would have been one that nobody would have been able to keep quiet.
No.
It would have leaked out.
And it would have been fantastic. And I could see all the Muppet fans just going in there to watch that show with Sam Eagle doing the whole presentation. Because they did the one out there.
With the Muppets
Liberty
out
Square.
The window.
Yes.
And it was really cute.
It was. And Sam would show up out of a tall window on the Hall of Presidents building. He would pop out and talk to you. So I know that's not what they're doing, unless they are. We haven't been told. I'm assuming.
Somebody would have opened their mouth and told somebody.
Rumors.
A cast member would have slipped, or somebody that knows somebody.
Yes.
You know?
But yeah, so stay tuned with the Main Street Mouse. We will let you guys know when all that reopens. It looks like it's getting close.
Yeah.
I don't want to predict in the next week or 2 weeks or whatever, but it looks like it's moving along.
Moving along, and now I'm sitting here like I don't want to miss it. Like, if they're going to announce when Test Track opens, I want to pay attention to that, you know?
And this will be like the third or fourth Test Track that we've been for down here for.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But like we said, stay close. When news drops, we will be sure to get it to you guys as soon as possible.
Oh, immediately.
Immediately. Well, we know you guys will know it as well. So not a whole lot of news this week. I'm just going to kind of run through it really quickly. The biggest news story that happened last week, right after we got done with our show, actually, was that the Walt Disney World Piston Peak National Park was announced. And the closing date for Tom Sawyer Island and the Rivers of America. All those dates were closed. And the date is...
It's July 10th.
July 10th, so about a month away.
Was I right with that?
July 10th? I don't know. I was going by what you I will go check right now.
I think I'm right.
I think you are.
I think I'm right. I pulled that out of the
air. July 7th.
Okay. So
summer kicks in high gear starting July 7th. The Rivers of America, Tom Sawyer Island, and Liberty Square Riverboat will be closed.
Okay. So that one shook me and the entire Disney community, because that's not a lot of notice. Like, we've known for months that Muppets was closing.
Correct.
We knew for months that Mama Melrose was going to be done in May.
Mm-hmm.
But this, they're like, oh, hi, surprise. You only have a few weeks to get over there now. And I'm not sure why they didn't give people more warning, because being that people are so, you know, attached to certain things, mm-hmm. that give people more time to go. But this is like, they're ripping the Band-Aid off with this one.
They ripped it right off. So there'll be a link to in the show notes to this, and you can see, and they have like a artist concept of what it's going to look like. And according to the artist concept, we are still going to have a river of some sort back there. We're going to have a waterfall. We're going to have some parts.
Still going to have water. It's just not going to be what it is now.
No. And the map is actually pretty in-depth. So you see Big Thunder Mountain and Splash, or Tiana's in the background. You can see where Country Bears is, where Pecos Bills would be. So right where you see where it says Welcome to Piston Peak, that's approximately where the Haunted Mansion currently sits.
You better not mess with my mansion.
So if you look at it that way, you'll see. And there's like a waterfall. There's different buildings, different architecture where the ride is going to be for the such. So I think what they're going to do is, this is really going to turn that area into another big attraction area for people to come to. And we were talking about this at the Raglan Road the other day with some of our
colleagues.
And Lou said it best. This makes the most sense. Business-wise, from a business standpoint, now they're going to have something there that's going to draw people to come to that area of the park where, sadly, Tom Sawyer Island was not attracting that many people.
And it's still not.
Because if you look at the times today, it was like a 5-minute wait to get over to the island. And usually when a ride's starting to close, you start seeing an influx of people wanting to see
it. Oh, you will that week.
That week, it's going to be crazy to get over there.
And especially people will be in town for 4th of July.
Yes.
So that's why you and I are going to go get our coverage before it gets close to there, mm-hmm. because that way we don't have to be there for all of that unless we choose.
Mike would do it just to see how many people go.
Because it's a whole part of the park. And I think I talked about that in that article I did too. But, you know, Disney people don't love change as a whole. And like you and I have said quite a few times when we've talked about it, you're changing the whole look of the back end of the park. You're changing the aesthetic of everything, like with the riverboat being gone, you know, the water, the, mm-hmm. you know, how things flow now, how, you know, you have Haunted Mansion. You can see Tom Sawyer Island from, you know,
The Q.
Yeah. And when you're standing looking at the water, you see a view across the water of the Haunted Mansion. And
it fit because that's what we were so used to.
Right.
I think that's what made it great is that if you rode the mansion, you knew the water was right there. You knew the riverboat was going to come around eventually if it wasn't already in your sight. So it was just part of what we grew up with seeing, and everybody who's gone to Walt Disney World has seen to this point.
And I'm going to even make a bolder statement. I like the way our river looks better at Disney World than Disneyland. Disneyland.
That's one thing you can say, that Disney World is better than Disneyland.
Yeah, their rivers is better. Out in California, it's smaller. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think my biggest problem, and I think a lot of other people's problem, is we can't picture how it's going to flow. Right. And my whole thing is that there's sometimes that we're just going to have to trust Imagineering to, you know, work all that out for us. And there's, oh goodness, huge uproar still. And so when they announced that the Monsters, Inc. ride in California Adventure is closing.
Yes.
So even today, somebody joined our Facebook group specifically to put in a petition to save Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I booted them, by the way. But the whole thing is that people are starting these petitions up, and I don't know, you guys. I personally have never seen a petition work.
With Disney, I don't think it's going to work. People think that these things are, that we're told about it so early on that it could still be changed. And usually by the time Disney announces it to the public,
they have all their plans.
It's so far away. They've already started construction behind the scenes, building animatronics, building theming, building a lot of this stuff that's going to be brought in to the area once it's ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that people think their petition's going to work, I'm sad. I understand their... They want.
Well, sure. I don't want to see monsters go out there, especially for Pandora, because I don't care about Avatar.
No, but the area where it's at does need some help.
It needs something.
It used to be Superstar Limo.
Oh yeah, forever ago, for a very short period of time.
Yes.
But I liked the Monsters ride for nostalgia purposes.
Yes.
Because if you remember when we went in 17, how Andrew grew up watching Monsters,
right.
Inc. And one of my things that I've always done is I like to watch, like when kids see stuff, I watch them. I don't watch
right.
what's going on. And to see Andrew walk up to the Monsters, right, and he pulls out his phone right away and he starts taking video and pictures. And, Mom, this is so cool, mm-hmm. because it meant something to him.
Right.
So I think every childhood has favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And as parents, we have favorites because we know it's what our children like. And when it starts to go away, it's almost like you're chipping away at memories. Does that make sense? Or is that too deep?
No, it completely makes sense. And that area to me will always be, not because of the monsters, because that was like the first area we started to see Marvel appearing.
They had a store back there.
They had the big store was back there. You had, after WandaVision came out, we experienced that they had like the area where you could do the photo ops.
Yes, they
set up
did.
Across
uh-huh.
from Monsters. You had Captain Marvel. The plane was sticking out of the one bay that was by the restaurant over there, and she would do her meet and greet there. The restaurant back there was selling the Groot pretzel.
Yes.
If you remember.
Yes.
So there was a lot of Marvel stuff back there. The Monsters, Inc. thing was great. And it's a good little ride to go through, and you basically go through the movie.
Yeah.
You go to Harryhausen.
You go to Harryhausen.
You do all these things, which is weird, though, because we were just talking about Muppets 3D Courtyard going away, but that's all going to become Monsters.
Yeah. So they're getting rid of the Monsters ride, but we're getting Monsters things.
Which fits into the Disney's Hollywood Studios more than, I think, California Adventure, to me personally.
It does. And Hollywood Studios is not what it was. When it started out at MGM Studios years and years ago, it was like movie sets. You were supposed
right.
to be walking into the movies. Now it's all like more IPs.
There is nothing from opening day still at Hollywood Studios.
Is that right?
There is no attraction. The Great Movie Ride was the final one. When that closed, that was the only remaining opening day attraction that was still at the studio. So when that closed and made room for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Which makes no sense to me, by the way.
It doesn't fit. That Great Movie Ride was fantastic and could have just been redone. And I get it. Mickey and Minnie had never had a ride for them. That's great. They could have put that ride over at Magic Kingdom, though.
For sure. And I don't know. Because the Great Movie Ride, was one of those things that brought all that nostalgia too. And people, now we always went on it.
Always, no matter how many times we rode it, you still got on it again, because not only was it air conditioning and you had a 20-minute ride in air conditioning, but I just always liked the ride.
Me too.
There was something about the Mary Poppins area when you went through there.
Yes, the Chim Chimney. Yeah, or the gangsters, or the
Indiana Jones area.
Yeah, Alien.
Alien, the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
And then the movie at the very end where you pulled in, it looks like you pulled into a drive-in theater, and you watched this... all these different movies brought together.
And they updated the movie clips a couple years before it closed, too, because it had Pirates of the Caribbean and it had some newer movies. So
yes, Turner Classic Movies had kind of taken it over.
But I remember they threw Pirates of the Caribbean in there because we noticed that. Mm-hmm. And they made a big deal when they changed the movie. But now... years and years and years ago, there was the Golden Girls house back there in the corner. There was
the backlot tour, yes.
Yeah, there was. It was like a working set. Now it's completely changed. And I know things change, but I feel like the whole concept of the park has changed.
It really has. And it's kind of sad that it's changed to what it... I mean, not that it's bad in any way.
No, I mean, Toy Story Land is cool. Galaxy's
Edge is... For any Star Wars fan, Galaxy's Edge, you walked into the Star Wars movies, which is fantastic. Rise of the Resistance is probably still one of my favorite rides in all of Disney. But I do miss the old stuff. And I almost wish that we could have either a museum. I think we talked about this recently with some other people, that it'd be cool if they could take some of those old things and create either a walkthrough museum to where you could walk through and still see some of those old things, like the Batlock tour did.
Yeah.
I get it. The tour was too big, took up a lot of real estate, and they needed to figure out a way to compress that down to an area that could make a lot more money for the company. But it's too bad we can't have an area.
Like a happy medium somewhere where you still get to hang on to the past, but you get to enjoy the new things that are coming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Walt always said that things would evolve and change.
Right.
But I think some of these changes are big changes that people are struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, Disney's going to do what Disney's going to do.
They are. And they're doing it from a business standpoint.
We can stomp our feet and kick and cry about it. And it's not going to change a thing.
And if you really think about it, forgetting Tiana's right now, because I think that's the one that people are still like, oh, I would rather have had Splash than how.
People are still mad about that.
They still are.
If you go online, they're still mad.
Tiana's it's a good ride, and it's great how they put it all together, but you get a lot more wet from the hill.
The animatronics freeze all the time.
The animatronics have all kinds of problems. And I think once they get all that fixed, which they will eventually have all that fixed, we'll feel different about it. But as of today, I can say I preferred Splash over Tiana's.
Yeah, I would say I'm going to agree with that. It seemed like there was more to see when it was Splash.
It seemed longer when it, I know it's the same track.
It
seemed like it took longer to go through that ride.
Well, they had animals and such throughout the whole thing. I mean, I still love the bunny that was sweeping the porch.
Yes.
I mean, you know, just like all these animals all over the place. And, I think that was a missed opportunity with Tiana's, that they, because it was the bayou, they could have put in more, you know, creatures and different things to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was a missed opportunity. There's too much space where there's nothing.
Right.
But I mean, I like it. I like both, but it's just one of those things. But again, people petitioned hard for that. People are still upset. People are like, put it back the way it was. And that's not going to happen.
And what I was going with, though, is of all the changes they've made, and we've been here, we've lived here for a lot of them. We were fans for a lot of them before we moved here. That is the only one I can think of where they came in and did something and I go, oh, I think it was kind of better before. Because a lot of, as great as Streets of America was, as great as the Osborne lights and everything was, Galaxy's Edge is pretty cool to walk through. You know, it's a really cool, for any Star Wars fan, it's a great area.
He corrected himself because I made a gesture with my eyeballs.
if you're not a fan of Star Wars, you're not going to enjoy it. But you got to look at it and go, wow, what they did back there is pretty breathtaking as far as how they made you step in. The Millennium Falcon is sitting right there.
Oh, no, I'm with you there.
It's just amazing what they did. It's sad that we had to lose something that was awesome for that they couldn't just expand.
I feel like, here you go, bold opinion. I feel like there's something missing in Galaxy's Edge. I don't feel like there's enough happening back there. Like when you go back there, like it's when it first opened, it was exciting. There was a lot of stuff happening in their little marketplace. People walking
around.
You know, different. I mean, come on, get some new merchandise. It's been the same stuff for years. Like they could do more.
One thing that's funny though, so the character that the people talk the most about going back there to see is Mandalorian with Grogu.
Right.
But when Galaxy's Edge first opened,
they said they weren't going to include him.
Because the people of Batuu didn't even know who the Mandalorians were. If you walked back there with a Boba Fett shirt on or a Mandalorian shirt on or Grogu, the people who lived there and worked there had no idea who that character was because they hadn't reached their part of the galaxy.
Right.
The storyline. So now that he's back there, people, did you see the baby?
People go there to see the baby. I know that's the only reason I care. Excuse me. When it first opened and when I got to go to the media event out at Disneyland,
yes.
I was wowed because it was something, but it seemed a lot more active then. Like the store was interactive. Like there was just so much hype, let's say. Now it's pretty darn quiet back there.
And I know they try to keep it up with where they're currently at with the movies, somewhat.
Okay.
It's not exactly 100% accurate, but it goes with the characters that are currently in the movies and such. So Boba Fett was walking around as the newer Boba Fett, not the older Boba Fett that
right.
we grew up watching. But
Rise of the Resistance is Kylo Ren, not Vader.
Instead of Vader and the Stormtroopers, we have Kylo in the First Order.
Right.
I personally would absolutely go crazy if we walked around there and you saw Vader and you saw C-3PO and R2-D2. You saw the characters that we grew up seeing on the screen because those are the ones that the fans truly, that's the reason people love the Star Wars franchises, because of those first three movies. That's what created the fandom. And if we could have, and that's why I think the Star Cruiser failed.
Yeah.
Because it focused so much on the newer stories that the people who could afford it grew up on the old stories. I'm sorry. I don't get impressed by Kylo Ren.
I know.
If Vader, if I hear the Imperial March and I see Vader come walking towards me, there's just something about that. It's like, oh my God, that's my childhood to see that again.
Yeah, but do you ever think that even, you know how we just talked about Muppets closing to make room for something more current. Do you think that they tried to do the same, like with Rise of the Resistance and such? Like, yes, there's nods to old, but they're also throwing in new.
Right.
And, you know, the parents are the ones who grew up on the old.
And that's it. And I don't think there is people who love the new stuff. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, there's lots of people who love Rey. How many little girls do you see that dress like Rey and they do their hair up to look like Rey? Kylo, but the big fans, the true fans of the Star Wars that know the universe like the back of their hand, and I'm not saying there's not younger kids who know it as well, because there is. I think it's a larger percentage that are the older fans. They want the old story. I'm sorry. I don't care if Batuu is in line with what the movies and the TV shows are doing. I would rather go to Batuu and see Vader and the Imperial Stormtroopers walking around there. Like they did in the movies.
Well, you see stormtroopers walking around.
First Order troopers.
Whatever.
It's a different man.
See, I don't even. Together. Okay, we'll move on from Star Wars. I can't contribute. But the whole point is that, you know, out with the old and with the new. But I think that there needs to be balance. And
the Force has to have balance.
That is not even what I meant at all.
You have to have the good and the bad. You have to have the old and the new.
Okay, all right, whatever. I just hope that, like I had said before, and I've written about it before, out at Disneyland, they're getting new, but they're preserving the old. And I think Walt Disney World is leaving the old in the dust.
It does. Disneyland, like you said, Disneyland keeps the old, keeps nods to the old, even when they replace an area. Walt Disney World, that never existed. It's right. Basically wiped off the earth.
Yeah, it's different. But anyway, okay, I think we've.
Okay, so back to the news, because I don't know.
Sorry about
that. We were just talking about Tom Sawyer Island. We went down that track. So we put out an article last week about the new Happy Hour at Raglan for more details. So you can click on the show notes. There's more information on that. There is a new show coming to Disney Plus called Electric Bloom, The Journey to Stardom, which is a new show coming to Disney Plus. We put out an article about that. Disneyland did drop what you had mentioned about their future expansion plans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole new parking structure going in that I think is going to be more towards Disney. It's going to be closer to the park. So the current parking area, you have to take a tram down a street. You can't even walk from it.
At Downtown Disney is so, the garage is huge.
Huge.
And it's not convenient whatsoever.
No, you have to take the tramps. You can't, like, we go to Magic Kingdom, we could park in Rapunzel's lot. We can still walk to the park. It's a truck. It's a long walk.
It's a long walk.
But you can do it. But you cannot walk from their parking garage to their parks. It is so far away.
And you have to take a tram. And it to me, at the end of a long park day, let's say, I just want to get in my car and go home.
Yes. But the article also talked about the new Coco area that's coming to California Adventure, as well as Avatar, like you said. So the Monsters, Inc. ride is going away.
Where's Coco going? Did it
Coco,
say?
I think, is going back by where the Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta place is. But it says it's backstage currently. The area that's going to become that is backstage currently.
Okay, so they're using... See, I like that.
They're not taking
anything away for that attraction. They're just using land that they have. And I think that's what people were wishing more of at Disney World.
And which is weird because Disneyland does not have the room. We have the room at Walt Disney.
We have more room than they do.
They do. So they have to take areas like backstage areas and turn that into an attraction area. And plus, we are still going to... It did mention there about how the Avengers area is getting two new rides over there. So Disney's California Adventure is really getting a lot of upgrades.
And it's a fun park.
I love that park. It's truly probably one of my favorite all-around parks as far as what they have. Disneyland, I still have my favorite of all time.
Yeah, Disneyland Park.
I love California Adventure. I guess I just love the Disneyland Resort as a whole.
Now, if they would just get more comfy cement out there, I'd be all set.
If they could put some padding in that cement, it'd be fantastic.
Or I need like double strength memory foam shoes or something.
You need like a walk on stilts to hit.
Oh my gosh.
So again, all these are things that are hyperlinked in the show notes. You can click to read more about it. Disney Store launched the Mickey and Minnie pumpkins that have become so popular the last 2 years for Halloween that those are on their website now that you can buy them.
Yeah.
Is it currently? So go out there and check that out. The Disney Encanto collection is coming to Scentsy.
It actually released today. Oh, There's a link if you go on our Facebook page. There is a link to the Encanto Scentsy line.
Okay. And that's through your Scentsy link, correct? Okay. You had put out your article about saying goodbye to Muppets, your thoughts. So you can read Michelle's full article there. Also today, the Disneyland 70th anniversary merchandise dropped online.
Which people were waiting for. I've had so many people ask me, when can you buy the 70th merch online?
It's there.
And it is there. I don't know if all of it is there. I didn't look, but I know there was an email that went out that it's there.
Okay, so check that out. If there's any of the stuff you want, make sure you go check that out. Another thing that dropped last week, right after our show last week, was the date for Rip Ride Rocket closing at Universal's Orlando. Came out and it's in
August. A lot of changes. Yeah.
There is a new ride that's going to be replacing it. We just don't know a lot of the details yet.
Right.
So, but that ride, when I was there a few weeks ago for Epic and we had a VIP event there the night before, they had told us that the ride is planned to be torn down during the beginnings of HHN. They're going to be taking that ride down. Also, the Prime Video hit series Fallout was announced that it's going to be one of the houses for HHN this year for both Hollywood and Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched Fallout.
I don't know
anything
about it.
I know Andrew used to play the video game.
Yeah.
And I've seen pictures of the video game and such, but I don't know anything about it. So I don't even know if it's scary. I don't know. I think it's an apocalyptic type world after bombs went off and stuff.
I guess we'll find out more.
We will find out. So far we know that, and we know Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Is that the other one? So we're going to see what that all brings to us. So that's all the news. So if you guys listened to last week's show, we added new segments where Michelle and I kind of discuss things more now than focusing so much on the news, even though we did talk a lot about the news, but we talked about our opinions of the process here too. So something I came up with the other day, I was thinking, I listened to your show over the weekend, and I thought about something you had talked about all the construction that's going on at Walt Disney World currently. Because right now, technically, today, there's construction in all four parks because Test Track is still under construction.
True.
So I said, with all the construction going on currently at Walt Disney World, something in all four parks, and there's going to be more construction coming up in all four parks.
Uh-huh.
Do you think right now is a good time to visit the parks? If you lived in Michigan and you're like, I want to go take a trip to Disney, would you do it now or would you wait until more of the stuff was done so you could see the finished products? Because I looked at it both ways. I go, well, maybe because there's so much construction, there'll be less crowds because there's not as much to do. But then it could be also bite you in the butt because it could be the things that are there are going to have longer lines because there's less to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do? What would your opinion be of all that?
Well, I was such a diehard Disney person, I probably would have gone anyway.
Right.
But I'm wondering if, you know how they did the discounts for kids and such mm-hmm. for the summer. I wonder if that was planned on purpose because of all the construction I'm going sure. on yep. to get more people to come. And you guys, it is packed down here. Like for you know, people saying, you know, oh, people won't go or it's not as busy. Park attendance is down. Not when I've gone. No.
I do know tomorrow and Wednesday are for annual pass holders. We don't need reservations at any of the parks. And usually that happens on days when they're not expecting as high of attendance.
But with summer now, it's very hard to predict because it just gets busier and busier, and it's going to be a madhouse till like September.
It is. So, yeah, if you can take advantage of the deals right now, I say go for it, because it doesn't matter if there's 12 attractions in the park or 30 attractions in the park. They're still charging the same amount of money to get in the parks. So you might as well take advantage of these discounts right now for kids, mm-hmm. where I think it's half off for kids tickets right now.
Yeah, there's specials going on, but, you know...
It's kind of like the old analogy. What'd you have for dinner? Pizza. Was it okay? It's pizza. Pizza for dinner is always a good thing. Well, it's Disney. Disney is always yeah. a good thing to go to. If there's construction or no construction, it's still good to be at Disney than any place else in the world.
Even when it's bad, it's good.
Even when it's bad, it's still good. It's still Disney. Even if it's the cheap, crappy pizza that you don't even really like, it's still pizza. Well, guess what? Even if it's construction going on, and it's not the whole park is shut down. It's just certain things are shut down with walls.
Like, okay, let's be real for a second. With Muppets shutting down, you have two new shows to go see. Mm-hmm. People aren't driving cross-country or flying in just to see Muppets, so I don't think it's going to affect much at Hollywood Studios.
No.
Actually,
it's going to probably thin out the lines because of the two new shows.
Yeah, it could be. And like over at Magic Kingdom, it's the riverboat mm-hmm. and things that people don't normally go on. The only thing is a lot of people don't like to see construction walls when That's they go it. Because it ruins the magic. You know, like people want to see, you know, the sights and the what they're used to. Mm-hmm. But when you walk in and see a bunch of construction walls, it does kind of kill it a little bit. Because look at Epcot. Epcot was Wall City for
a long
time.
It was the Festival of Walls for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. That's all there was. And it really did hurt the feel of Epcot.
Well, that's why for their 40th, there was no big thing because they had walls everywhere.
Oh my God, yeah, I hated that. But
the only thing bad at Magic Kingdom that might be affecting is Big Thunder being done.
True, there's that. And over at Animal Kingdom, with Dino Land under construction, I don't think that made a difference.
Tree of Life's not open right now. Dino Land's under construction.
Yeah, I don't think. Okay, I'm gonna say something that's gonna make people mad. I'm sure. I would not go to Animal Kingdom right now, because there is not enough to do. And for a full day, if you're spending over $100 of your hard-earned money to
and you
to
don't
a
have
park
hopper,
and if you don't have a park hopper, I would not go.
Right.
I would pick a different park, because. Like, once you do the handful of attractions that they have, you're done.
You are, yeah.
And I just don't think that that's not a full-day park.
Right. Well, like you said earlier, you're not a big Pandora Avatar fan, so you're not going to spend a ton of time back there.
But there's two rides back there, and then once you're done...
You're done with that. Dinosaur is still running currently today.
Yeah, Kilimanjaro and Everest, but there's just... It seems like you could get all of that done pretty quickly.
And Cali River is still going, but you're not going to do that unless it's super hot outside, because you don't want to be soaking wet walking around the park the rest of the day. You can still do the animal trails. You can still go down and see the animals. So if you're looking at it that way, you can spend time there. Is it a full-day thrill park? No.
No, because I just thought of something. So our friends Corey and Lucretia, when they come to town,
right.
they're always in and out of Animal Kingdom by midday.
Yep.
You know, there was one time when you said we're going to meet them, but they're going to Animal Kingdom first. And I was shocked at like, okay, they're already done. I'm like, what do you mean they're already done? It's like lunchtime.
And because they would get there when the park opened.
Yeah.
So they'd get in, they'd go do Flight of Passage, which was the main one they wanted to get there for. Everest is usually less than 20 minutes most days
yeah.
at certain points of the day. I don't even know if they did Dinosaur. So yeah, so you can, if you plan that park right, you can get in and out of there within a couple hours and do everything.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess it would just depend on what you're looking for. But yeah, I would still go. But I would also keep in mind that things are going to be a little different this time around.
So be ready for it.
Yeah.
Be ready for it. But again, you don't know what's going to open. Test track could open any day now. And then you get to ride the new test track.
It could.
So, okay. So I have, because I knew that question was going to be kind of a quick one. I have another question I made up.
Came what?
Up with.
You
I came
did?
Up with, I you... came up with a question. I have a question from a user. We're going to do that in a little bit.
A listener, not a
listener.
User.
I'm sorry, a listener, not a user. But I have a question for you myself.
Oh, God.
So what would you do if this happened to you? So let's say Imagineering came to you, Michelle, and they said, Michelle, we know you love and you want to ride the Tangled ride that's over in Tokyo Disney Sea. You want to go on that ride. You want to ride Rapunzel's Lantern Festival.
Yes.
Correct? You do, more than anything.
I would love
You know what, Michelle? This is Imagineering talking, not Scott.
Okay.
Imagineer says, Michelle, you know what? We're going to bring that ride to the Magic Kingdom. Where do we put it and what do we take out for it to go in? What ride do you think we should take apart to put in this Rapunzel ride?
Can't we just put it in a new spot?
Nope, it's got to go in the current park setting. So, and there's no place big enough for it to go in by itself. So we're going to have to take something out to make it work.
Oof.
And remember, we're doing villains and all that over there. So we can't do any more construction like expanding a land. So what would you take out of the Magic Kingdom? Because I knew if it was Epcot, Figment would be gone.
Bye, Figment.
But that's why I said it's got to be at Magic Kingdom, because I knew it'd be easy for you to rip Figment out of the world.
Without even a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, peace out, Figment. No. Okay, I have an answer.
Okay.
Storybook Circus.
Okay.
Because, yes, there's a little goofy coaster back there. I mean, you would have to keep Dumbo. I'm talking about when you walk into Storybook Circus, the back part, where they just have the little dance party.
And the store. And so
yeah, like, and I love the circus tent. We always go in there for whatever reason. But I think if they, because it would flow. So you have, like, Gaston's Tavern, and then you have the Little Mermaid ride, and all of a sudden there's a circus tent. Like, they could, right next to the Little Mermaid ride, start with a Tangled ride right there,
mm-hmm.
and like move it out into where Storybook Circus is.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's a really good answer, actually.
All right.
Look at you.
I was going to go way controversial and say put it where Small World is.
Oh.
But they can't do that because
I think that's a
classic.
Can't touch ride.
You can't touch that one. Nope.
Yeah, you can update it, but you can't take it out.
Nope.
So, because then you'd have people take out the mansion, take out pirates.
Oh, no. Those are definite no's.
Okay, that's a good answer, though. I like that answer.
Well, thank you.
Let us know if you guys agree with the answer, though.
I was just trying to think of a place that doesn't
You're
have anything
lose
super exciting going on.
Yeah. And Fantasyland makes the most sense for Rapunzel to go in somewhere
sure.
in Fantasyland.
So that's my personal opinion.
Good job.
My expert opinion.
Good job.
Thanks.
I know, I was trying to think of what other land, because there's no real other land that could fit into. Maybe Adventureland, even though it's not the normal adventure. She does go on adventures.
Yeah, but I think it'd have to be Fantasyland.
I think Fantasyland's the best one.
And the reason that people had talked about Small World before is because her bathrooms are right there.
Right.
So that is what people were thinking as far as like flow of things.
Right. And I know behind her bathrooms is actually the ride building for Mansion.
Yeah.
So they couldn't put it right there. It'd have to go. And if you left Small World, it'd have to go on the other side of Small World.
But do you see the only thing that would be a little weird? You have the Tangled bathrooms, and then you'd have a Tangled ride on the other end of Fantasyland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so you couldn't, like, if you were to do, like, what they have overseas where there's Rapunzel singing outside
right.
the tower, I don't know, things would have, but that seems to make the most sense, like, space-wise.
Okay, this might be controversial, but could you take out Tales with Belle and put it over there?
Oh, yeah.
In front of Gaston's restaurant. Or, Beauty and the Beast's restaurant. Put it like over in that area where it's all trees and stuff like that on the other side of Pinocchio's.
I don't know if there'd be enough room.
That's true.
But like, I never go in Enchanted Tales with Belle. So.
I mean, it's a great effect, the mirror becoming
yeah,
alive.
Yeah, it's been there,
it's
done
great.
That.
But yeah, once you've done it.
But it goes, that goes with
the
Beast
and
Castle
the Beast, yes.
and Gaston's Tavern. So they would have to figure out like some sort of a flow. But yeah, that's my answer.
Okay, good answer. I like that. I do have a user question, a listener question. I keep saying user question. A listener question. It's from Hannah, who submitted.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. She asked, what is the best non-festival snack at Epcot?
Ooh. Oh, non-festival.
So one that's there year-round, always.
Oh, well, darn it. I'm going to say, because it's always festival, so it's hard to choose something.
It's hard, but you got to pick something that's there no matter what time.
Okay, I'm going to say the ice cream place, Swirled Showcase. Where they have the different Dole Whips, and they have the peanut butter ice cream. They have different flavors.
Peanut butter and
there.
Jelly ice cream.
Yeah,
sometimes.
They have different flavors at Swirled Showcase, I would say.
Okay, I was curious, because there's one that we had, and I don't know if they still have it, and I can't really look it up quick, because I'm not sure what the name of it is. But that pretzel bread pudding.
Oh, in Germany.
In Germany. Yes. I don't know if that's full-time or if that's gone away or whatever.
And it was kind of hidden in the back of the pavilion.
You wouldn't even know it's there unless
But it is delicious.
It's so delicious. And then anything from the Werther store.
True.
Is good no matter what time of year it is.
Very true. But if we're going like snack-wise.
See, I don't do the snacks, though. I'll go get a pizza. Piece of pizza.
Yeah, I was going to say, Italy is always good for pizza or the gelato.
Oh, yeah, the gelato booths are really good booths.
I don't know because I'm so used to it being festivals, but I don't know if it's because I have a sore throat, but the ice cream place like is standing out to me.
Well, and this is a good question, too, because right now, so Food and or Flower and Garden just ended, and Food and Wine doesn't start until August.
Right, so we have a...
We have a two-month window of no
which
festival.
Which is weird. It hasn't been like that in forever.
Yeah, we have 2 months of no festivals at Epcot, which is going to be really weird to walk around the world showcase.
But the kiosk booths or the kitchens will still be up. They just won't be open.
And that's what's going to be weird about it. Because usually that's about a week to 2 weeks tops that you have the booths there, but nothing's there.
Right.
Now we're going to go 2 months without any of those there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be odd. So, well, good question. Well, Hannah, thank you so much for sending in the question again.
Thank you.
And if you'd like me to ask Michelle a question on the air, you can email me at scott@themainstreetmouse.com, and I will ask the question on air. And again, Michelle has no idea what question I'm about to ask her when I ask it. So it's totally, as all these questions were today, she had no idea what I was going to throw at her.
He likes to surprise me.
I do, because if she thinks about it too much, you might not get as good of an answer. I think when she just, because if you think about it, you're going to think of all the possibilities, negative and positive, and you're going to try to give the best answer possible. But this way, I kind of get your...
It's got to be off the top of my head.
Yes,
yeah.
And it sounds better. So again, you can email me, scott@themainstreetmouse.com, and I will ask her the question on air. Also, Michelle's Daydream Believing podcast show comes out every Thursday. You can reach out to her at michelle@themainstreetmouse.com if you have any show ideas, questions, comments, or anything about that show. She would be happy to answer it or possibly take your advice and maybe do a show based on whatever you suggest.
Ah, I would love that, by the way.
So I'm going to go ahead and mention, do you have anything else to talk about?
No, I don't.
No, that's it. So I'm just going to run through our sponsors. As you all know, our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse is MEI Mouse Fan Travel. They've been our partner for many years now, and they are absolutely the best. They will help you guys out plan your perfect trip to wherever you're going, Disneyland, Disney World, Universal, whatever you want to do, Epic Universe. They've got you covered, Royal Caribbean cruises, Disney cruises, anything. You can reach out to them. There's banners all over our site. Click on any of the banners. They'll take you to their site, fill out a small form, and one of their travel advisors will contact you back. Just let them know if, in case for some reason you don't go through our link, let them know you heard about them from the Main Street Mouse, because by you supporting or by you using MEI Mouse Fan Travel, you're supporting the Main Street Mouse.
That's
and,
right.
And we appreciate that. Also, I don't know if we should, well, I could do this. I'm going to tease it out that we are working on our next fan cruise.
Oh, well, that's like early stages.
Early stages, but it's coming. So guys, be ready if you guys want to go on that or if you
want to start planning for it. Oh, yeah.
We're going to start putting that into work. So we're going to have a meeting here with Becky pretty soon, and we're going to discuss that and get that in the works.
And a 15-year anniversary meetup, September 6th, Disney Springs.
Yes.
Save the date, September 6th. And I'm working on more details, so stay tuned for that. But if you want to mark your calendar for September 6th, come and hang out with us.
Yep, leave yourself free that day.
Yeah.
Come hang out at Disney Springs with us.
Because we're a good time.
We're a great time. Our other official sponsor is Kingdom Strollers. They are our stroller and scooter partner. They've been with us almost since day one of the Main Street Mouse. Great people over there. They will help you with your anything you need to rent while you're here in town in the Central Florida area. They will deliver and pick it up wherever you're staying. Doesn't matter if you're a hotel or at a Airbnb or wherever, they will take care of that for you. So just let them know that you heard about them from the Main Street Mouse, and you can reach them at kingdomstrollers.com. That's all I have to say. I'm tired of talking, so I'm going to let Michelle close out the show. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for always supporting everything that we do. We couldn't do any of this without you. So, and also, just a friendly reminder, if you see our posts or, you know, we post our podcasts or whatever it may be sure to share with your friends. Tell people about the Main Street Mouse, because that is how we grow. And that's how we've always grown. So we always need your support, and it's very much appreciated. So on that note, I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead, and we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings. Watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home. Ha 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 ha!